Training, not discipline. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Proverbs 22:6. Train up, not beat up. Train up, not discipline up. Train up, not educate up. Train up, not positive affirmation up. Training is the most often missed element in child rearing. A child needs more than obedience training, but without first training him, discipline is insufficient. Parents should not wait until their child's behavior becomes unacceptable before they commence training, which would then actually be discipline. Training is not discipline. Discipline is the damage control part of training, but is insufficient in itself to affect proper behavior. Training is the conditioning of the child's mind before the crisis arises. It is preparation for future, instant, unquestioning obedience. An athlete trains before he competes. Animals, including wild ones, are conditioned to respond to the trainer's voice command. The frustration parents experience results from their failure to train. Their problem is not bad children, just bad training. The strong-willed, hyperactive, the highly intelligent, and the easily bored all need training, and training is effective on all of them. Understand, at this point, we are not talking about producing godly children, just happy and obedient children. The principles for training young children to instantly obey can be applied by non-Christians as well as Christians. Although, as children get older, the character and teaching of the trainer plays a more significant role. Training not to touch. There is a lot of satisfaction to be gained in training up a child. It is easy, yet challenging. When my children were able to crawl, in the case of one, roll around the room, I set up training sessions. Try it yourself. Place an appealing object where they can reach it, maybe in a no-no corner or on an apple juice table, another name for the coffee table. When they spy it and make a dive for it, in a calm voice say, "No, don't touch that." Since they are already familiar with the word no, they will likely pause, look at you in wonder, and then turn around and grab it. Switch their hand once and simultaneously say no. Remember now, you are not disciplining, you are training. One spat with a little switch is enough. They will again pull back their hand and consider the relationship between the object, their desire, the command, and the little reinforcing pain. It may take several times, but if you are consistent, they will learn to consistently obey even in your absence. Plant your tree in the midst of the garden. When God wanted to train his first two children not to touch, he did not place the forbidden object out of their reach. Instead, he placed the tree of the knowledge of good and evil in the midst of the garden, Genesis 3:3. Since it was readily accessible in the middle of the garden, they would be exposed to its temptations more often. God's purpose was not to save the tree, but rather train the couple. Note that the name of the tree was not just knowledge of evil, but knowledge of good and evil. By exercising their wills not to eat, they would have learned the meaning of good as well as evil. Eating the tree's fruit was not the only way in which they could come to knowledge of good and evil, but it was a forbidden shortcut. By placing a forbidden object within reach of the children and then enforcing your command to not touch it, every time the children pass the no-no object, their tree of the knowledge of good and evil, they are gaining knowledge of good and evil from the standpoint of an overcomer. As with Adam and Eve in the garden, the object and the touching of it is, in itself, of no consequence, but the attachment of a command to it makes it a moral factory where character is produced. By your enforcement, Your children are learning about moral government, duty, responsibility, and in the event of failure, accountability, reward, and punishment. In the here and now, they are also learning not to touch, which makes a child a much more pleasant member of the social group. It takes just a few minutes to train a child not to touch a given object. Most children can be brought into complete and joyous subjection in just 3 days. Thereafter, if you are consistent, the children will remain happy and obedient. By obedient, I mean you will never need to tell them twice. If you expect to receive instant obedience and you train them to that end, you will be successful. It will take a little extra time to train, but once the children are in general subjection, the time saved will be extraordinary. Some people say, "Child-proof your home." I say, "Home-proof your child."